Yo, what's good? Episode 178, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. Thank y'all for tuning in. First time listeners, thank y'all. If you tune in weekly, salute. And just an episode. Saw some topics you may want to hear about. Salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet. Whatever you do to help support the podcast, I greatly, greatly appreciate it. All streaming platforms, Anchor app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe. Leave comments, leave reviews, man. Positive, negative, in between, all that good stuff, man. I welcome it all. Hope everybody had a great week, man, a great work week. I know kids going back to school, so I know parents getting back to that schedule. So shout out to all the parents, man. Shout out to all the kids, college students, high school students, man, football coaches, teachers, especially teachers, man. Shout out to the teachers. Hope everybody been good, man, been great. Taking care of yourselves. You know, they got this monkeypox shit going around. That shit is frightening. Just the way it, you know what I'm saying, can transform your face and your fingers and all that stuff. So just still be on alert for all that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? The world past 3 years been crazy, been hectic. I know it, but just keep fighting through it, man. Stay prayed up. Get your money. Stay out of the way. You know what I'm saying? So last week, no episode, man. To be honest with y'all, slow news week. Wasn't much for me to discuss personally, so decided to take the week off, man. I've been going on a good little run these past few weeks, past few months, actually. So I think I owe it to myself to take a good little break, man. Focus on some things. Get some things in order, man, so I can give y'all the best content I possibly can. But we back this week, man, and back with more music talk, man. I'm glad that the music game is starting to pick back up, man. We've been having some rough patches the past couple months in the music game, but I can admit, you know what I'm saying, the music game is getting back to where I like it to be, you know what I'm saying, week by week, new albums, new things to talk about. So let's get right on into it, man, and start this week off, man. We're going to start with some tweets that I saw last week from Tory Lanez. Nope, it's not about that situation, strictly music-based. So some of these opinions I agree with, some of them I kind of disagree with, and it brings me to a question of song of the summer, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to focus on albums. We're going to focus on songs. But let's read off these tweets real quick. This from Tory Lanez. For the first time in a long time, everything in music is mid right now. And just to clarify, I said it once. I said it twice. I'm going to forever say it. I hate when people use the term mid when they describe music. There's no reason why I hate it. I just hate it. You know what I'm saying? Call me the grumpy old man, the get off my yard old man, whatever you want to call me. It is what it is, but I just hate when people use the word mid when they describe music. Oh, this album is mid. This song is mid. It reminds me of high school when people just call each other shady. Like, I just hate certain words. Like, that's where it all comes down to. I just hate certain words. But let's get back to these tweets. Everything in music is mid right now. Like, I truly haven't heard a project that has moved me in the last 8 to 9 months. 2022, what the fuck you got going on? What the fuck going on with you, my boy? LOL. Now, just for this tweet, break it down. He says he hasn't heard a project that's moved him in the last 8 to 9 months. I can't say I agree with that personally for me. You know what I'm saying? And for me, they're just strictly on my thoughts on music. Y'all know me. When I talk about music on the podcast, it's probably somebody that everybody knows. Some artists I talk about that only some people know. And some people that nobody know probably but me and a couple other people. But for me, it's been certain albums I've been moved by. You know what I'm saying? I talk about the Kendrick album I like, West Side Boogie album I like, Bad Bunny album I like, the new Burna Boy. It's been albums dropping this year that I was like, okay, this is a good album. Now, it hasn't been, oh my God, like, what the fuck is going on? This is crazy. It hasn't been none of that for me, I'll say. But I heard some albums that I'm like, okay, it's good. But it does lead me to this. What was the song of the summer? If I had to make an educated guess on what the song of the summer was, I guess I'll say the Glorilla song. Because that started popping, what, in May? Started popping in May. It's still going now. I guess that's my educated guess. Does anybody have, please mention me, message me, anything, inbox me, whatever. What do y'all think the song of the summer was? I got the Glorilla song. And like I said, when you go out, and I've been out, and I've heard that song out, they don't even play a lot of it. They play like that, the hook, that let's go part, and you might get the verse. And they on to the next. So, I mean, interesting tweets from Tory Lanez. Very, very interesting tweets. It make you think, but at the same time, like I said, we at this point now in music, man, whatever you like, you like. I mean, it's a world. It's everybody going on tour, from the underground to the R&B to the mainstream. Everybody's going on tour. So whatever you like, you like. You know what I'm saying? But sticking with new music, man, Young Nudy, EA Monster, he dropped it last week. I want to say on like a Sunday or a Monday. Shout out to Nudy for dropping the project whenever the hell he feel like it. That's the first thing I got to say. Shout out to Nudy for just dropping whenever he feel like dropping. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. And shout out to Nudy once again for being a high point for the Atlanta music scene this year. And I say that because I meant to mention it weeks ago. I've been wanting to mention them since it happened, but I have yet to mention it. The Atlanta music scene, man, in 2022 has really taken some hits. Of course, off rip, the YSL Rico case. That shit came like, oh, damn, what the hell going on? So the YSL Rico case happened. Shortly after that, Lil Key from YSL, he passes away. So everybody real was like, yo, what the hell going on? YSL get locked up, then Lil Key passes away. What the hell going on? Shortly after that, Trouble passes away. And that was crazy to me because my boy Vontae had his baby shower that weekend. And after that, me, Vontae, Ant, and Zoe were chilling. We just talking about music like how we do. And we just brought up Trouble name. We were talking about Trouble and his past albums and all that. Then, like, the next morning, we wake up, we see that on Twitter that he got killed that night. So we like, damn, that shit weird as hell. Like, we were just talking about Trouble. Randomly, we were talking about everything going on with music. We just stumbled upon Trouble name. Then the next day, we saw that news. So that was crazy. This weird thing going on with Migos right now, with Quavo and Takeoff, they a duo now. And also talking about he got a solo project coming out. So that's another thing going on in Atlanta. QC, they signing everybody from Detroit, it seems like. So they not even focused on the Atlanta music scene like that. They branching out as they should, you know what I'm saying? But it just been a weird year for Atlanta music, man. I can't admit it's been very, very weird. And being not close to it, but I mean, we right here next to Atlanta, so we see they news a lot in terms of social media. So it's been wild, man, that Atlanta music scene, man. They taking some losses. That Rico case with YSL, that came out of left field. I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? It's still going on right now as we speak. So I want to shout out Nudy, man, for being a high point in the Atlanta music scene with this project, man. EA Monster, 11 tracks. It's probably my favorite Nudy project since Slime Ball 3. I think Slime Ball 3 was like, what, 2018? He has been consistent since then, but in terms of projects from start to finish, this is probably my favorite since Slime Ball 3. I can't admit that. Production, man. Production and the way Nudy, I got Nudy in a certain genre now, man. I heard him say this on an interview. Gunplay. It reminds you of some Grand Theft Auto music. Like, it's something you would ride to, like, if Grand Theft Auto had a Pandora station, you would probably go to a Young Nudy Pandora station on Grand Theft Auto, man. It's like perfect for just chaos, crime, guns, and like from what he's saying to the it's really the production. You know, everybody lyrics nowadays be talking about different things and into that realm, but his production mixed with what he's saying, it just clicked so well. You like, on Grand Theft Auto, you're like, yeah, I'll go steal this car. Yeah, I'll go rob this grocery store real quick if I'm listening to Nudy. Like, he got that type of music, man, and he carries it very, very well. And he not really the social media guy, so when he pop out with a project, he just come out and pop out with a project. He ain't doing no shenanigans. The only shenanigan I think I ever, ain't really no shenanigans, it probably was something really going on, was the thing with him and Gucci some years ago, and they patched that right on up. You know what I'm saying? So I got respect for Nudy, man. I rock with Nudy music. Production, he got Coop, Mojo Crazy, and of course the old reliable man Pierre Bourne on the production with this project. My favorite tracks, man, that Kit Kat, that Fresh as Fuck, that Ready is probably my favorite. Ready and Project X. Those are like my four favorites, man. But this Nudie project is very, very solid, man. Very, very solid. EA Monster, like I said, 11 tracks, man, about 34 minutes long. If you haven't already, check it out, man. Like I said, if you on some late night shit, just want to hear like some production that gets you in the zone while you riding, doing what you're doing, man, definitely this Nudie project is the one. And I got to show love, man, Finesse Two Times. Finesse Two Times been on the run since he came home. And like I was saying with Song of the Summer, if it ain't Glorilla Fuck Nigga Free, this back end, Finesse Two Times, it just came out like 2 weeks ago, but it picking up some pace. It picking up some pace. It start with It's Cool When They Do It, It's a Problem When I Do It, Fuck 'em. Finesse Two Times be going in, man. And speaking of going in, he has probably a 5-10 times platinum record in Columbus, Georgia with that Straight Going In song. Ever since that shit dropped some years ago, you go anywhere in Columbus, Georgia, and they play that song, you would think, you know what I'm saying, the building was about to collapse. You play that Straight Going In Columbus, they gonna sing that shit word for word. He has a platinum, triple platinum, quadruple platinum song in Columbus. And did just me once again speaking on something that I don't have probably the right business to speak on, but damn it, I'll speak on it. Columbus, Georgia promoters, why haven't you booked Finesse Two Times yet? Why haven't you booked Finesse Two Times yet? He's been home. He's been doing videos. He's been out in the club. He has a quadruple platinum. If he play that Straight Going Into Columbus, it will get crazy. And he has some records that can, I mean, y'all doing all these R&B nights, just bring Finesse Two Times down. I'm starting with Finesse Two Times. Y'all really should just bring Future and Lil Baby down. But bring Finesse Two Times to Columbus. Shit, y'all got enough space now in that the club y'all be going to. Bring Finesse Two Times. That's just me, though. What do I know? But shout out to Finesse Two Times, man. That back end going crazy. That get even going crazy. He seen Focus. He seen Hunger right now. He locked in with Mob Ties, Jay Prince's son down in Houston. He looked focused, man. He looking focused. And if you know Finesse Two Times history with certain artists, you can see why he's hungry and why he's on this little run that he on right now. And I expect it to keep on going. So shout out to Finesse Two Times, man. Shout out to Young Nudie, EA Monster. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is on that point. And also, like I said, fourth quarter coming up soon. We got some announcements from Dreamville. JID, another artist who I mentioned on my mid-year review, artist who I'm anticipating to drop. I had JID on that list. And speaking of that list, man, I want to say rest in peace, man, to Young Slobie. Young Slobie, who I mentioned on my mid-year review. I mentioned him a few times in my mid-year review episode for favorite songs, favorite artists, and all that, man. He passed away. He was killed in his hometown of Stockton, California, man, a couple weeks ago. And I found out just randomly, just searching his name, man. I hate to say this. I saw some vlogs from him, and I was like, hey, man, bro got a record, man, with this I Love You song. And he got some more records. He need to find a way to, you know, stack up some money and get out his hood. Because I was seeing his hood vlogs, and I was like, man, this shit look kind of easy to find him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, I hope bro can stack up some money and move away. You know what I'm saying? Move away and lock in studio. And I went to his page one day. I just saw the comments saying, you know what I'm saying, RIP Slobie and all that. So just seeing that, man, just mentioned him on the podcast, my mid-year favorites, bro. I got to say rest in peace, Young Slobie, man. He had a career ahead of him, bro. He had a career ahead of him, man. Young life taken too soon. Also, I saw over the weekend, man, comedian Teddy Ray out of California. He passed away as well. Very, very funny guy. He had a career ahead of him as well. He had some things going, Teddy Ray. I saw that, and I was like, damn. Like, it's just crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy how, like UGK said, man, one day you're here, then you're gone. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, Young Slobie, man. Rest in peace, Teddy Ray. Both from California. But back to Dreamville, man. JID, he announced his album, The Forever Story, dropping August 26th. He dropped a record called Dance Now as well. I've been ready for some new JID, man. JID album out. So he's been dropping records throughout the past couple of years since his last album, but I've been waiting on the new JID album, and I think this is the one that people are looking forward to the most. You know what I'm saying? He had the Never Story, 2017, 2016, I'll say. That was very, very good. The Caprio Story was very, very good. And since then, he's been on his feature run. Of course, the Dreamville project that dropped, he was probably one of the standouts on that. So I'm definitely looking forward to this JID album, August 26th, The Forever Story. Also from Dreamville, Ari Lennox, she announced her album, Age, Sex, Location. It's dropping September 9th. I'm definitely ready for that. Just off the name of the album, Age, Sex, Location. She dropped a song as well called Hoodie. So Ari Lennox, she's dropping as well. So shout out to Dreamville. I always said, man, I don't know, and this is just my personal opinion. I don't know if that Dreamville album experiment they had a couple years ago was what they had in mind in terms of the outcome. Because I was like, I said it when it dropped. I said, yo, this it's good, but I don't think Dreamville artists got enough exposure. I think the deluxe they came out with afterwards, it was more Dreamville artist based. But the initial project, it was just a lot of people on it. They had the sessions in Atlanta and everything. I don't think the outcome was what they really wanted, but at the same time, they started a Dreamville festival from it. So, you know what I'm saying? Part of me says it didn't work out the way they wanted it to, but at the same time, they got a whole festival. They had people come to the North Carolina and all that for the festival. That's been going on for the past 3 years, I believe. Very, very successful. It seems like a great time. If I were to go to a festival, that might be the one that I'll attend, but I'm not the festival guy. So shout out to Dreamville, man. Ari Lennox, she's dropping her album, Age, Sex, Location, September 9th. JID, The Forever Story, August 26th. So I'm definitely looking forward to both of those projects as well. And for more new music, The Game. The Game dropped his album, man. Drillmatic, Heart Versus Mind. 31 songs, about 2 hours long, bro. The Game is a madman. My group chat, we were talking crazy about it over the weekend, man. The Game is crazy, man. I say it time and time again. It's certain artists where their antics outweigh their music, and The Game is one of them. You listen to a Game album, bro. Game has great albums, but it's just like you keep it to yourself because you don't want nobody to know you're listening to The Game because his antics going to outweigh the music. You can say whatever you want about his music. It'll be like, yeah, but he did this shit on the internet. Yeah, he said this on the internet. So, I mean, The Game, he make great music. He's a legend, in my opinion, but you got to stop these antics, man. You too grown for these antics, man. He had a 10-minute diss track to Eminem. Eminem ain't bothering nobody. Why are you dissing Eminem for 10 minutes at that? Come on, Game, man. You better than that, man. You better than that. And with this album, bro, 31 songs for 2 hours long. Come on, Game. You better than that, man. Come on. But like I said, he made great music, so eventually I'm going to check out some songs. I'm going to listen to it sporadically. Like, I ain't about to sit and listen to 31 straight Game songs with 1,000 features, by the way. He got everybody in the industry on his album for 2 hours. I ain't about to sit and, no. I don't care if I got a 2-hour road trip to go on. I'm not about to listen to a 2-hour straight album, dog. No. I'll probably listen to 10 songs at a time. You know what I'm saying? I come back with my thoughts on that. Like I said, he makes great music, but not no 31 songs, 2 hours straight listen good music. I don't think nobody make good music except Michael Jackson. I'm listening to 2 hours straight of it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to The Game, Drillmatic, Heart Versus Mind. Check it out. Meg Thee Stallion dropped a new project, Traumazine, 18 records. Check that out if you haven't. Rod Wave, Beautiful Mind, 24 records. So check that out as well if that's your vibe. But like I said, man, coming off these tweets from Tory Lanez, we talk about the music in 2022. I see where he coming from, but I'm not knocking the music. I think I knocked the music more in 2021 than I did in 2022 at this point of the year. Yeah, I think last year around this time, I was like, yo, where the music? Where the music? I was saying it on the podcast, yo, where the music? Where the music? But 2022 has gave us some great music, in my opinion. I do miss the mixtape era, but I don't think nothing's missing. I just think, like when I talk about Song of the Summer, I don't think it's one song we all can agree on. I'm telling you, men, women, when this one song come on, we all can agree. Okay, this the one. You know what I'm saying? This the one that gonna get the club active, gonna make you wanna buy drinks, do what you do. I don't think there's no song out like that, personally. If I'm, I might be wrong, but there's no song I can think of that everybody's gonna be like, okay, this the one. And if it is, let me know. But I think that's what's missing. But with this fourth quarter coming up, fall, winter, I have one thing, great faith R&B is going to show up. I'm not worried about R&B world in the fall and winter. I'm positive. I think Joyce Rice might drop. Division, like I said, I don't like that song that came out with Division, but I got within great faith their album is going to deliver. Shit, I'll take Bryson Tiller. Black, definitely. SZA might drop. Summer Walker, well, Summer Walker pregnant, but shout out to Summer Walker, man. She said she pregnant. Victoria Monet, I'm definitely looking forward to something she got coming. So, got within great faith R&B is going to provide. In terms of mainstream, it's been rumors that more of the top dogs going to drop. Beyonce announced, she ain't announced, but it's been talks that she got more acts coming up for her album. I think Act 2, Act 3. So that's going to happen. Underground is going to provide. I'm sure Benny the Butcher got something coming. Rock Marcy, Alchemist got something coming. Currency, I think he got like 3-4 projects he about to drop soon. Bodie James might drop. Stove Got Cooks. So I think R&B world coming. I think mainstream going to do what mainstream do. Underground going to do what underground do. Trap world. Peasy from Detroit, he dropped a project. Like I said, this Young Nudie project delivered. And who, Lil Baby, we still waiting on Baby to drop. So I think fourth quarter's going to come. I think fourth quarter's going to be more of the, okay, everybody's clicking now. We doing what we doing. We touring. We doing shows. But so far this year, man, I'm not mad at the music that's dropped. Personally, I'm not mad at the music that's dropped. So, yeah, man, just a quick recap. The Tory Lanez tweets about the music. Just talked about that. Young Nudie, EA Project. Make sure you guys check that out. 11 songs. Yeah, 11 songs for the Young Nudie project, EA Monster. Make sure you guys check that out. JID announced his project, The Forever Story, is dropping later on this month, August 26th. Make sure you guys be on the lookout for that. Ari Lennox, Age, Sex, Location. That's coming very, very soon, September 9th. I believe the date was for that. And like I said, The Game, Drillmatic, check that out. A shitload of songs on that project. Meg Thee Stallion, Rod Wave, Peasy. It's some projects that have been dropping, man. So get in tune. If it's something I missed in terms of music, let me know. I'll check it out. You know what I'm saying? Get my listeners in, and I'll probably come back next week or so and give y'all my thoughts on that. So I appreciate y'all for tuning in. This has been episode 178 of Stash House Podcast. Make sure you guys go out. Have a great work week, man. Great school week. Stay safe. Stay hydrated, man. Keep me in prayers. I do the same for y'all, man. One love.